21 is also a high probability question because it's amazing how often this gets screwed up, misrepresented, taught badly. Respond to and describe the statement rejecting the null hypothesis guarantees support for the research hypothesis. No, doesn't. The null hypothesis and the research hypothesis have to be considered separately. You should first use the p-value to decide whether or not you're going to reject or retain the null hypothesis, and then you have to evaluate the research hypothesis. The easiest way to talk about why this statement is false is to point out the two counterexamples. One is when the research hypothesis is the null. When the research hypothesis is the null, rejecting the null is contrary to support for the research hypothesis. The other possibility that happens way more often than we wish it did is when you reject the null hypothesis, but the data pattern is different from what you hypothesized. Okay, so you got to separate the null hypothesis from the research hypothesis.